Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saints, what an enjoyable table this morning.
Yes.
And I think all of us were really touched and we really enjoy the Father this morning.
Right.
But this enjoyment doesn't have to stop now, right? We can continue.
Amen.
Continue to feast on our faithful God.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, we'd like to give anyone who is new, who's visiting, or even returning, give you a chance to just introduce yourself or share something. I think even the trainees are here.
Yes.
They're back from the training, so we'd like to hear something from you all.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, cool.
Amen.
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 Trainees.
Amen.
It's always sections.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you just stand up?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hi, Saints. I'm Ethan. In case, it's really good to be back to see you guys again.
Amen.
And just seeing Christ's expression here.
Hi, I'm Nancy. I just finished my third term in the training, and it's so good to be back with all of you guys.
Right.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nancy back.
Ooh.
Hi, I'm Susan. I just finished my first term at the full-time training in Anaheim, and over there I serve with the church in Fullerton.
Hallelujah. Good to see you, trainees.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else who's returning or who's new? Who's visiting?
My name is Jerry. This is my wife, Felicia. We are new to here. It's good to see you all.
So related to the full-time training, actually we have an announcement regarding prayer. Right? Prayer for the trainees, and especially at the end of this month.
Brother, I think we have a new
one. Oh, there's one more?
Yeah. Well, I've been here for over a month now. in the Chinese gathering.
Okay, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sorry, go
ahead. Yeah. Praise the Lord for the full-time training.
Right.
So beginning at the end of this month, the trainees will be going on gospel trips.
Right.
And so starting from January 4th, the training is having a 21 days of prayer.
Amen. Right?
FTTA and FTTA XB. And so they're asking the serving ones to even join. We can support these trainees in this matter of prayer, right? For 21 days, from January 4th all the way to January 25th.
Right?
We can stand with these trainees in prayer.
Right.
And so a total of 240 trainees and serving ones comprising 36 teams will travel to 22 countries to cooperate with the Lord in His move on the earth.
Amen.
And so, Saints, may we stand with the Lord.
Yes.
What He's doing today,
right,
His move, especially with these trainees.
Amen.
May we be praying for them and join especially this 21 days of prayer.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The next announcement is related to our corporate pursuing. All right, this week we're getting into the life study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Message 1. So all the saints, we encourage you to read Message 1 this week and dive into it and enjoy this message. Amen. And the next announcement is for our prayer meeting. This Tuesday, our prayer meeting will continue at 8 p.m. in our district location.
Right.
It's so good to see so many of you here this morning, but we also would like to see you even at the prayer meeting.
Amen.
So if you do have the time, we ask you to separate the time to join.
Amen.
Actually, make it your goal, even this year, to join the prayer meeting.
Yes.
Right? To fight this battle that the Lord is having on the earth. Right? So that He could bring in His kingdom. Amen. Next announcement is for the 2023 International Chinese Speaking Conference to be held in Anaheim, California. The dates are February 17th to the 19th.
Right.
Translation into English and Spanish will be provided.
Right.
So, Chinese International Chinese Speaking Conference, February 17th to the 19th in Anaheim.
Right.
For the college training, the 2023 National College Training is open for registration.
Amen.
Right, and so the link can be found in our church newsletter, and as well as if you go to collegetraining.org, right, you can find the link there to register. So any college saints, any current or graduating high school seniors are invited to this training.
Amen.
All right, this is a crucial training this year. The Lord, we're just anticipating what the Lord would speak. Right, so we ask all the college students, even now, there's an early registration. Right, you don't have to wait until June, July. Registration is open now.
Amen.
Right, and so to register, to sign up, please do visit the website. The training will be from July 16th to the 22nd in Champaign,
Amen.
Illinois. And the topic is Love Prevails.
Amen.
And I mentioned that registration is open. Along with this early registration, there's a special discount. Right? The price is discounted and is being offered only for the month of January, though. So any of the college students, you can take advantage of this. And even commit it now. Just commit. Don't worry about your summer. Commit this time to attend the college training.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Our next announcement is for P7 and Highland Park small groups. They're scheduled to serve food today. P1 and P8 small groups will serve next week. Then P5 and Bridgewater small groups are scheduled to serve cleaning after the Lord's Day meeting. P7 and Highland Park small group will serve on cleaning next week. And the final announcement I have is from next week, Lord's Day, January 15th, the District A Saints will move into Grace Hall for their meeting. And District B Saints will meet in the Fellowship Hall.
Amen.
That's the glass room. District B will be in the glass room, and District K and Grace Hall. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other announcements?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The beginning of the year, the Lord provides so many opportunities to cooperate with Him.
Amen.
We can attend a prayer meeting, and we also need to pray for our gospel team. 21 days. Right? I think a lot of announcement. In case you miss anyone, you don't remember, you can find it in our weekly newsletter. So, which also this week's newsletter, there's excerpts from a ministry book. It's called the significance of spiritual New Year. Let's all spend some time to enjoy the word and to give ourselves to the Lord for
Amen.
This year. And I think when I heard the announcement, I think the one thing maybe is incorrect. Right? That's our common pursuing this week is First Chronic Life Study and First Chronicle Life Study Chapter 1 and 2. Not just one and two.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. And I will give sense a very quick financial report for December 2022. In the past months, we have total income of $72,872. And we have the total expense of $27,618. So we have a surplus of $45,254. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll give you the year end balance. You know, from the end of last month, we still have 32,581 deficit. But at the end of December, we turn it into surplus, $12,673.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I'll give you the expense break first. Last month, our meal expense is $1,320. Everything related to fellowship unto gospel is $20,831. Training and conference, $4,156. Anything related to building and maintenance utility is $1,199. Computer internet, etc. is $112. So praise the Lord, at the end of 2022, we have a total surplus of $12,673. And I think if I remember correctly, last year, 2022, from the beginning, the first month, we have deficit. And at the very, very, very last month, it turned to surplus. And I think that it really testifies one thing. Although we are not faithful, but the Lord is faithful. God is faithful. But I really think this 2023, we need to, you know, enjoy more the Lord every day, every day, every week, every month, and one with the faithful one.
Amen.
And allow this faithful one really be, you know, word into us. So the 2023 will be more faithful in every aspect of our being.
Amen.
Our financial giving, our service, our enjoyment of the Lord, our constitution, and our building of the body of Christ.
Amen.
We are become more faithful because we join to this faithful one.
Amen.
Lord, we do treasure your faithfulness.
Amen.
Thank you, you are faithfully speaking to us.
Amen.
This morning, brothers and sisters, it's just not me and David, but I believe all the saints who will add to this speaking will really complete the Lord's burden for us, especially from this past semi-annual training. I'd just like to open. We just covered the crystallization study of 1st, 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And these are some of the books of history from the Old Testament. To apply that to us, we need to see that in 1 Corinthians 10:11, all of the experiences of the children of Israel, they are an example to us.
Amen.
And these things were written for our admonition. And specifically, actually, we need to see whom the ends of the age has come. In other words, if we realize that the Lord is coming soon, we really need to take heed to all of this speaking. And from these books of history, actually, it's very clear. We saw from the very beginning, right, that this is not just the history of the children of Israel, but this is actually human history. And even more, it is God's move within human history.
Yes.
So I like to begin in this way. You know, 1 week has passed in year 2023. The first verse in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, actually the first word, do you know what that is? It's actually a name. Adam. If you look at 1 Chronicles, it is a trace, right, of human history. Actually, you see God's move within human history. And so, from Adam until today, how many thousands of years have passed? Generation after generation. People born, people die. You know, if there was not a move within this human history, if God was not in this human history, actually, you could say, there's nothing new. There's every year as we go on, it's just another year. And so, brothers and sisters, I think in light of this new year, I hope we would really have some feeling, right, that we're not merely living another year, letting another year pass by, another year added to this complete human history. But rather, we have the aspiration to participate, to be one with God's move in human history. So, regarding this, I'd like to jump into Zechariah, and I'll say something about Zechariah a little bit after. You know, in Zechariah chapter 1, there's a particular vision that maybe we're not so familiar with. I won't get into the details, but at the end of that chapter, you see four craftsmen. And you need to connect that vision with Daniel 2, specifically with the vision of the great human image. To summarize, basically, the last craftsman is the corporate Christ as seen in Daniel 2. And that is the coming Christ with the overcomers together as the stone that was cut without hands, crushing this great human image. And then something happened. The kingdom, which actually is the stone filling the entire earth.
Yeah.
This great human image actually is, you could say, the history, the entire history of human government and of human society. Now, what I was struck by and what I was touched with is if you look at what happened immediately after this image was crushed, there in the word it says there was chaff. Do you know what chaff? I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Chaff, chafe. Something. This is something that when, in the ancient times, when they were grinding the wheat, the chaff was the outward shell. It's something that was useless, you could say. It's empty. And in the word it says, the wind just carried it away. And it just vanished. Brothers and sisters, this is the consummation of the great human image. One day, whatever human society can manufacture, it will just end up as chaff, blown away into the air, disappearing, and the kingdom of God will be on the earth. But praise the Lord, we're all here, right? We're not living in vanity of vanities. But the day that we accepted the Lord into us, when we were regenerated, God's move started.
Amen.
In us, in man.
Amen.
And so we can praise Him that in our lifetime, we have the opportunity to have what? God's move within our own history. So we need to see, actually, in this in these books, there is a particular journey. The children of Israel, and this is maybe some background information for the ones who are not familiar. The children of Israel, they were brought into captivity in Babylon. And and they were being recovered, right? Coming back out of captivity, back to Jerusalem. And I like to point out that this was not something that happened instantaneously, but it is a process, right? This return. And to help with this process, God sent prophets. And so, brothers and sisters, within us today, among us, we have prophets sent by the Lord to what? Give us encouragement, consolation, as we are making our full return back to Jerusalem.
Amen.
And two of these prophets were actually Zechariah and Haggai. And so this is why a lot of the speaking, the burden, were found in these two books. I think I used up most of my time. I'll just conclude with these two points. The first one is, in Zechariah chapter 1, there was a charge to all of us who are making this return. And that is the verse in verse 3. Return to me. Right? This is Jehovah Host speaking. Return to me and I will return to you. Brothers and sisters, there is a spiritual principle here. Before God returns to us, we need to return back to Him.
Amen.
I hope in 2023, all of us, we could spend some time with the Lord and we could just return to Him fully. You know, when you look at Ezra 3, before they were able to start the rebuilding work, the first thing that was recovered was the altar of burnt offering. And there, actually, the children of Israel needed to recover this particular offering. In application, this means that we need to offer ourselves everything that we have to the Lord for His satisfaction.
Amen.
What does this mean? Specifically, this means our time, our finances, our relationships, our family, everything that has to do with us and our living, we need to put on the altar so that there could be the proper recovery of the church life.
Amen.
The first thing is the altar needs to be recovered.
Amen.
So the question is, in the start of this year, have we had the proper dealings? Have we had the offering of ourselves in a fresh way to begin this year? To begin our church life in this year? This, brothers and sisters, is very important. And then my last point is that we also need to realize that in this process of recovery, there is a few things that are necessary. Purification, education, and reconstitution.
Amen.
I'll just touch this matter of reconstitution. You know, you need to understand the children of Israel, they were in Babylon 70 years. They could return back to Babylon, but the Babylonian influence did not leave them. They carried those elements with them when they returned back to Jerusalem.
Amen.
And so here we are. Praise the Lord, we're standing here on the proper ground. But the question for us is, do we still have any Babylonian influence in our daily living, in our church life, in our personal life? Is there still mixture within us? And so this is the need for us to be reconstituted with the Word of God.
Yes.
We need the divine truths to wash away, to purify all of the earthly elements that just, you know, we're growing up and it fills our being. We need to stay in this process of purification. And we saw that really it is coming to the Word that allows us to be reconstituted with the divine truths so that we can have the proper vision of how we should live and carry our living in this age. I think in conclusion, I hope we would really have a renewed approach, I would even say, to the Word. We should tremble. We should humble ourselves before the Word. To say amen to the Word.
Yes.
To revere the Word. So that the Lord, through the Word, could really reconstitute us so that we could have the proper church life and eventually become the kingdom. So I'll pass it on to David.
Brother Ron starts message two with this question. This question is basically the background of these five books. The question is, now that we have been brought back, how do we live?
Amen.
We were in captivities. Now we have been brought back. We praise the Lord. Amen. We were in pandemic. Now we have been brought back. Praise the Lord. But then, now, how do we live?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need to answer that question ourselves. And these books, this whole training is helping us to see how that we can live.
Right.
So, in these books, it starts with, just like Brother Shepherd mentioned, start with consecration. We rebuild the temple so that we can offer ourselves to Him. And then there is the book of Zechariah, bring back, because Zerubbabel was disheartened. And then there is the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Right.
All stands, we sometimes we might be disheartened, facing all kinds of difficulties. But here, the Lord says He is the lamb with seven eyes. He is the stone with seven eyes. He is a sevenfold intensified grace. First, we need to come to Him. Allow His eyes to infuse Himself into us. Allow Him to first search us, judge us, bring us to Him. Especially in the beginning of the new year. Since, let us spend time to come to Him. Let Him work Himself into us. And then there is the matter of Ezra, just like brother mentioned. Ezra bring in three things. Do we remember the three things?
Purification,
education,
reconstitution.
This is the ministry of Ezra. He is using the word to bring in, bring God's people into God's desire. And then there is Nehemiah. Nehemiah, he heard the report that the city wall was broken down. And he has a proper response. What's his response? He first wept. And then he prayed. And then he confessed his sin. And then he went out to check the situation. And then he took action. Dear saints, do we sense that God's interest is being attacked today? What about our next generation? How much pollution are in them? But when we heard of those reports, what is our response? Many a time is indifference. Not my business. Or, you know, I'm too small to do anything. But here in the ministry, in the training, the brother said, we all have our wall to protect.
Right.
There is a portion that is reserved for me, for you, to protect.
Amen.
If we have to do our part for the Lord's interest.
Amen.
So, there is a proper aggressiveness in Nehemiah so that the Lord's interest can be protected. So I want to show, read the outline in message 11. This is basically a review of this whole book, two books. This is Roman numeral 1. The intrinsic significance of Ezra's ministry is embodied in the word purification, education, and reconstitution. The intrinsic significance of Nehemiah's leadership is embodied in the words separation, protection, and expression.
Amen.
This is the function of the wall. First, separation. Second, protection. Third, expression. I want to bring some application. In the matter of Ezra, we need the Word of God. Since, how about 2023? Let's get in the Word of God.
Amen.
There are many opportunities for us to get in the Word of God.
Amen.
Let's spend time to get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God reconstitute our whole being. Purify our whole being. Second, in the matter of Nehemiah, there is a matter of warfare, because Nehemiah was taking the tool to build in one hand and taking the weapon to protect God's interest in the other. Since, what about the prayer meeting?
Amen.
Let's, 2023, let us spend time to pray, to fight, so that the enemy cannot do anything.
Amen.
To protect, to attack his interest.
Amen.
Let us really join the prayer meeting.
Amen.
Fight together, so that the Lord will have a way. So, this is for us today to live out and work out the New Jerusalem. Because the New Jerusalem is pure as gold. And New Jerusalem has a wall to protect the city. And today, when we are purifying ourselves, and we use the word to purify others, this is living out and working out the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
We really pray that the Lord can really speak to all of us. There are so much riches here, but our time is limited, and we hope all the saints who have been enjoy all the training, please share something.
Amen.
Amen.
Help us to keep the time, although we have 3 minutes each. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I hope you can understand my...
Amen.
So the message 1 is the opening, and message 12 is the conclusion of this training. And in these two messages, we have the message 1 is on the book of Zechariah. Message 12 is on the book of Esther. Well, these books are the final. Zechariah's, anyway, we're finishing with the last five books of the books of history. The books of history are a type, they're a picture of our history, our personal history, and our corporate history, of the history of the church. So in these two messages, we have a wonderful word. The word is linking. Linking. Linking is, that word is in both messages. So in the first message, the point is, in Zechariah basically talks about God's economy. And how does it do that? It talks about it through God's move in the human history. That means the divine history in our history, in the human history. So this means that what we need to see, what we need to be touched with is we need to have God's economy linked into, we need to link into God's economy. So mainly this is in the two becomings of Christ. Is he became flesh, and then he became a life-giving spirit. So let's link this in our day. What kind of experience do we have? Well, we need a linking experience. So we know that God, when we contact the Lord, He will touch us. He will talk to us. But it's always in a quiet way. He talks to us in a quiet way. So we have to pay attention. We have to pay attention. So a good application is, so just that we pay attention. We're being linked to the divine history. As we pay attention in our day to the Lord talking to us and touching us, we're being linked to His history. Now, in particular, we're being linked to the process of the triune God. So, here, let's look at it this way. First of all, in message 12, it's the book of Esther. So the book of Esther is the conclusion. So the main point in Esther is God hides Himself. He's hiding Himself. So that's a wonderful thing to understand and see, because He's quiet. He's always operating. He's always operating. But we need to be, He's quiet. So we need to be those that are constantly praying. So let's apply this to what the brother just shared. Yes, in our day, if we pray, read the Word, if we pray the Word, then we are constantly, so through the day, we should be those praying, talking to the Lord again and again and again. And then He can talk to us. He can touch us.
Amen.
So we pray the Word, and that we function like Ezra's. We get to become the priestly scribes. Amen. So that God's economy, Christ is linked. We're linked together. We become one with the triune God.
Yeah.
Now, how about the last message? So the last message is, He is mostly concerning... I'll finish this way. Luke 18. It talks about our persistent prayer. As we pray, then we're miniature New Jerusalems. There's a wall in us. A wall is for separation, protection, and expression.
Right.
So we get linked. We get linked by touching this hidden God, the process, amen, triune God. We get, the wall grows in us.
Amen.
There's more separation. There's more protection. And there's more expression.
Amen.
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 This 12 message is really marvelous. And I got a lot of new words. There is one word is proper aggressiveness. I don't know. I'm never diligent in studying before, so I have the aggressiveness, but the proper aggressiveness is really capturing me. So we needed to give ourselves to the Lord, that we all have the proper aggressiveness. In this new year, we all needed to rearrange our time. Actually, we need to spend more time, let the Word to dwell in us. And I do have a little bit of planning for myself. When I do the preparing the food at home, or for the meal, preparing for the Friday's dinner, I think I can always just put a message, just like a flow. I can just listen to the message, and spend time listening to the message. Then I have time to enter into the messages. I think this is the way that my mind to be purified actually through the days. But I still need to spend time to sit down to read the message. Because I found out when I just let the word passing through my year to this year to the next year, actually, sometimes I didn't get much. When I sit down, when I read that message again, I can gain a lot. And I can get a lot of new points shining to me. So I think in the new year, every day we need to redeem our time to read the message
and to have the proper understanding of the message, and also to apply whatever we get a new thing to apply into our daily living. Yeah, this is my New Year resolution. Amen.
So I have 3 points I want to share. The first point is every time when we come to these meetings, these trainings, we need to find a connection between the message and ourselves. Because that we can relate our life, daily life, to the message. So the first point I want to make is that you see, the Israel, they are suffering a lot, being captive. I want to remind us, actually a lot of time, we're also being captive. We're not as free as we think. Because if we, it really depends where our hearts are. If our hearts are wandering in this world, in this full of entertainment world, we are being captive. The World Cup just finished, right? This great game. But if you are in your minds immerse in the World Cup games, you are being captive by the World Cup. How about the Super Bowl is coming? If you a lot of examples. How about those fancy shows, those movies? If we just spend our time emerging inside of all this entertainment, we are being captive by all this entertainment. I just think this is just one aspect of this world, but the whole world system is designed to keep our heart being captive. So I think the first part I want to remind us, we really need to be only when we are heart, spend our time in the spirit, we are truly free. Otherwise, a lot of time we are captive in our own self. We have a lot of anxiety. We have a lot of angers, fears. We're also being captive by our emotions, by our thoughts. So that's, we need to be careful. So the second point is I echo Sister Grace Shuin's sharing. The aggressiveness is very important for us. But we need to make this become practical. The first thing, how about we let the people around us know we are a Christian? How about in your workplace? Is our colleague know we are Christian? We need to have the Bible said we cannot have a spirit of cowardice. We need to have a spirit of a power. So we need to have this boldness to let people know we are Christians. We need to let people know we are testimony of the Jesus Christ. So that's a very practical point. And then we need to have this heart to pursue the truth. That's my second point. So the third, and a little bit. So my point is, and then every time when we have this training, I think the training methods are wonderful. We get inspirations. We have these 6 words, right? But my feelings, we don't need this three away. This cannot just become a slogan for us. We need to have, if you have a really big aggressiveness, just like Nehemiah, we need to have action plan. We need to have a goals. We need to execute our plan to fulfill our goal. How about just finish one message, one ministry message. You have this goal. Make this very practical. So that's my sharing.
Amen. So yeah, the brothers, they're sure they're wonderful. So I'm just adding on the action items. I first, really give credit to the children's service and young people's service. Because they worked hard to brought a lot of, hands-on, real experience. Like, for example, how to sing, you know, children's hymns. And, you know, I just name a few. And then last year, we had a whole New Jersey, like, young people, right, coming here. And we give them good books. The books are really good. And, you know, we brought them to ski, you know, safely. And, but they are, you know, mingled, together. Yeah, all these things are actually very, very real. Like, you know, during the ski, you know, I experienced other things here, to our family. So what I mean is, in the new year, we should, carry on this. Like, we have, you know, solid, activities, and we have so many, you know, family, you know, father, mothers, they are serving, and their children are wonderful. They can, you know, go together, play together, and in this process, their character building up, and they are being protected in a healthy way. So may Lord keep blessing the church in this new year.
Praise the Lord. I want to
share. I want to start by asking, a brother asked a good question. He said, when the Israelites were brought back to New Jerusalem, the question, how do you live? I think 2023 has started. How do we live this year? I think I really touched by brother. Do we merely just pay attention or satisfy with the shell, which is the human history? As brother mentioned, eventually it will be carried away by the wind. No value. Oh, we also pay attention, care for God's move in our human history, in our days, in 2023. I think, like Israelites, right? They were in Babylon. They had the Babylonian constitute. We are like the same. We are no different. Yes, we have been brought back. That's Lord's faithfulness, His mercy. But we cannot be, like, we need to go through the process, as brother mentioned, go through the process of purification. We need to be educated in God's words and be reconstituted. And then also, like the days, the ministry of the Nehemiah, there will need to be separation. We need to be separated from this evil age. And also there's need for protection, for building the wall. And eventually there will be glory expression for God. I think for the new year, I was really touched by the need to be, continue to be reconstituted by the words of God. We really praise the Lord for showing us the God's heart desire, revealing a lot of visions to us through the ministry. But these things need to be constituted into us. And this require process and time, this reconstitution. As I praise the Lord, He still give us time, right? New year, a new beginning. And how should we spend our time? We definitely should spend more time with the Lord, and even spend more time in the words, in the healthy teaching, healthy ministry words, that by this ministry. And because we really need the words to purify us, within the word to bring life to us, and we will come to the words with no veils, right, with no hindrance. So then we can be gradually constituted by the life, and our self, our natural, all the Babylonian, all the things will decrease. So then we can be more useful to the Lord, to be more cooperate to God's move in this human history. So praise the Lord for giving us a new year and give us the particular timely speaking through the conference. Through the training. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This training is so rich. 12 message. I myself feel, light shining and shining. And so I would like to, you know, encourage all of us, you know. Oh, praise the Lord. We need to participate in this kind of training. The sharing here this morning, I think we won't be able, no matter how, we won't be able to even reach the 1% of the reach of the training itself. So at the beginning of this year, I think we, since we are consecrate ourselves to the Lord, let's consider, consecrate our time. This year, we can give ourselves more under His training.
Right.
Now, this training is the last crystallization study of the book, the Bible books. So all the 66 books has been covered in the crystallization study of the trainings. And, it takes 28 years. And we know this crystallization study is, brother labor in the Lord to reveal to us the intrinsic significance of all the Word of God, book by book. But I myself, every time I come to the training, and I believe not only this training trying to open the truth to us, actually, every training has God's presence speaking to us.
Amen.
So, this time, among all this rich speaking, I do feel too burdened. The Lord is trying to speak to His people at this point of time, so we can cooperate with Him. One is, we need to really be reconstituted with the truth. Another is, we need to learn how to engage in the spiritual warfare. And so I think I will just briefly touch these two points. And for the second point, Brother Ron, he said, he hoped, since we finished the crystallization study of the Bibles, so he hope next crystallization study can be the crystallization study of this prayer, fighting prayer of the prayer ministry of the church. And when I heard this word, I really echo this burden. I try to pray the Lord can release this burden by all of us. If we pray for this, I think the Lord will release this burden in His body soon. Maybe next crystallization study will really be this. And the Lord will teach us how to engage in the spiritual warfare. And that will hasten His return. And the second, another burden is we need to be reconstituted. And one of the burden, very practical, is the brothers encourage us enter into the life study, 500 message. Of course, according to our capacity, we can enter into it one message a week, two messages a week, five messages a week. But no matter how, as long as we have a proper reading, enter into this message, we will be reconstituted with the truth. I run out of time. I have a lot of burden on this, but let's, in the beginning, Brother Shepherd mentioned the first word of First Chronicles is what? It's Adam. And from there we see, God's move in human history. And, I cannot wait to read the first life study message, First Chronicle, First and Second Chronicle. So I read it last week. And from there, you will see how, from First and Second Chronicles, life study, how, God moved in human history. So let's not
just have aspiration. Let's really take action.
Amen.
Don't wavering. The Lord put us in His recovery. And we need to be constituted with the truth through this ministry. Amen. Let's do it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you for brothers have a good, very good opening. Brother Shepherd mentioned, people die and people are born. And it's not just for, you know, it's great we are still here. But it's not just another year for us to live. I don't know how do you feel the, you know, last year, how was your church life? How was your personal life? Do you feel weak? Do you feel, you know, discouraged? So praise the Lord. For me personally, I really treasure the Lord speaking through the prophets. Amen?
Amen.
So each time when we have a different feeling, or, you know, we still have the Lord speaking. So, this morning I touched the shepherd mentioned admonition is a warning for us because those are example. In our church life, right, this year, there's one word that touched me very much. Basically, those words in Haggai, right? Because in our church life, we enjoy the Lord quite limited. But all this depends on how we handle the church, right? Is the issue of the who is the first? You take your own things first, or take your church first. In Haggai, it basically says, you know, you search for much, yet it amount little. Right. When you bring it home, I blew it. Why? Because my house is in waste.
Right.
And you all run your own panel of house. So this year we need to really, you know, recover the altar. The recover altar, I can simply say, should we all have a heart for the Lord, have a heart for His entrance on the earth, and also should we, you know, forsake all those worldly things and choose the precious things. Amen?
Amen.
Because what do we need to do for this year? Not just another year. When we live another year like this, you know, our limit, our time will be one less year. So that's why we need to be, first, we need to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
And the God will turn to us.
Amen.
That's first thing. So when we turn to the Lord, He will show us His heart desire. His heart desire is to gain a divinely reconstituted people to be His expression, to be His testimony. So this year, we really need to come back to the Word, to
Amen.
Be reconstituted.
Yes.
Because even though we are in church life, we're all constituted with our own culture, no matter which country. We need to be reconstituted.
Amen.
So to be reconstituted, the only way is we come to the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
So our brothers have a burden for this year. You know, we're not just read or study or even enjoy some word. We need to exercise to enter into the detail through the life study, to study the word, to care for the, you know, objective truth, but to lead us to the subjective truth, to enjoy the Lord. So I would like to mention something, you know. For example, in Acts, we see God's word multiplied mightily, and also, you know, also prevail. So brother Mino has some burden. He basically is saying, you know, it will be good. How good is it we have a church life, we have such an atmosphere that all saints will enter into the words of God. Sorry, I need a couple more minutes.
Amen.
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 To enter into the words of God. And instead of, you know, for all the saints, instead of wasting our times, so much time on our devices, so much time on all things unprofitable, and so much time, you know, we're busy and on something, but in the meantime, it's idle. So we need to be delivered
all this kind of situation. And we need to rise up with a plan, individually and corporately, to enter into the life study, to enter into the God's Word through the life study and through the, you know, recovery version.
Amen.
Because, you know, even Brother mentioned, Brother Lee, he said, using Psalms 36, all life studies basically give us life,
Amen.
Give us river, you know, give us the flowing of the river and also the fountain of life. Amen?
Amen.
So we really need to enter all of those
Amen.
To be reconstituted. When we enter these words, God will have a way to fulfill His heart desire by dispensing Himself into all of us. So I just like to end it with a you know, prayer of Jabez. He called on the Lord to enlarge His border.
Amen.
So shall we also pray to the Lord that this year, increase my appetite for you.
Amen.
If you don't have a schedule to pursue the Lord, how about that, you know, 2 messages a week? If you already decide to pursue already, you know, two messages a week, can we increase our appetite to increase, I mean, to study, to enjoy the words every day,
Amen.
1 message.
Amen.
If you take, you know, if you enjoy every message every day, then it will take 5 years. If you take, you know, if you enjoy twice a week, you will take 5 years for 500 messages. Then it will be like 20 years for you to finish. So pray, you know, shall we also, in light of God, also we need to redeem our time.
Amen.
To come
Amen.
To the Word, to Amen. Treasure the, what we have. Praise Amen. The Lord, so He can, you know, bless our church life.
Amen.
Our church will be strengthened. Our church life will be sustained. And our service will be more robust, and our gospel preaching will be more prevailing. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for His recovery.
Amen.
I just wanted to share that the Lord's recovery, it's His recovery, right? It belongs to Him, and we're just my feeling is that we're just privileged to be a part of it. You know, I was saved in college, and the way I feel, I was plucked out of fire. And the Lord brought me into His move, what He's doing today. And so I'm just here as one who's open, you know, open to the Lord, to what He has to do. You know, in this training we saw with the children of Israel, although the return was made, there was a recovery, they still needed to come back to the Lord. Right? The shepherd brought out the verse in Zechariah. The Lord says, return to me, and I will return to you.
Right.
Right? They came back already. But they did not come back to the Lord. And so we needed to be the ones who return to the Lord. Right? We go before Him and we open ourselves to Him. And so with this, what we see in Ezra, his ministry was very important. Right? He had this educating ministry. The children of Israel, they were God's people, but in their nature, they were actually Babylonian, right? And so we need this work of reconstitution,
Amen.
Right? We need to be the ones who get into the Word.
Amen.
Ezra was characterized as one who had the Word in his hand,
Amen.
Right? Would we be able to have the same testimony? I think most of us, we carry our cell phones, right? When people see us, we have our cell phones in our hands. We need to put down our cell phones and pick up the Word of God.
Amen.
Right? The Word of God is the solid base for the Spirit to dispense Himself.
Yes.
This is how we get reconstituted. And being in the Word, we get filled with God's feelings, His thoughts. Right? I really appreciate Ezra and Nehemiah, because when they heard a report, there was feeling. They didn't
Amen.
Just let it go.
Amen.
Right? They knew God's heart, and there was a reaction.
Right.
They
Amen.
Prayed. They fasted. It even says Ezra, he ripped off his beard. He was ashamed to go before the Lord, to pray to the Lord.
Right?
Right? Because he knew what the Lord had in his heart, but the condition didn't match. And so this year, may we give ourselves to be filled, to be reconstituted, to come back to the Lord, and to come back to His Word. And end off with this point. How do we go on? Saints, we must go on together.
Amen.
You don't have to do this on your own.
Amen.
Right? We have one another.
Right.
We have the brothers and sisters you could pursue the word with, get into
Amen.
The ministry, pray with,
yeah,
find a companion.
Yeah.
Studying in groups has been proven to work better than studying by yourself.
Yeah.
So may we go on together.
Amen.
To be
yes.
one with the Lord, to be included in His divine history.
Amen.
Right. Praise the Lord for His move,
Amen.
For His recovery. May we protect His interest.
Amen.
May we build up these walls
Amen.
And bring in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I really echo brothers and sisters sharing here, especially with regard to, you know, being reconstituted.
Yes.
Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this whole series of messages, right, through the training was just so rich. I feel like, you know, we probably need many weeks to really absorb, right, to really enter into the burden of these messages.
Yes.
But overall, I really so appreciate, right, the books of the histories is really a picture of God's New Testament economy, right? Praise the Lord that, you know, the Lord is still working among us. Right, He's working in His, you know, for 2,000 years. We're all, you know, so eager to, you know, say, Lord, come back, right? You know, even at the time of the John, the apostle, right? He was crying, Lord, come back soon, right? In Revelation.
Yes.
Amen. And this is the crying, right, of all the saints of over the 2,000 years. So today, you know, we all know, right, we're coming to the end of the age. So, we all need to rise up, right? The Lord is waiting. Well, in fact, He's not just waiting. He's actually working.
Amen.
Working in all of us, right?
Amen.
But He needs our cooperation.
Yeah.
Right? If we don't move, He couldn't move. Right? We don't want to be the one, do we want to be the one to really, like, delaying His return?
No.
No, right? Nobody wants. But sometimes we just unconsciously, not knowing, because we know there is another force in the heavenlies that is, His strategy is to delay His coming back, right? Because He knows, once the Lord comes back, He's doomed, right? That is His doom day. So, He's actually putting all things around us, try to distract us, right? Try to damage God's building, right? You look around, right? The situation, the Christianity, it's just like the time when the Israelites being, you know, captured in Babylonian. But praise the Lord, He raised up His recovery, right? To come back to the ground of oneness, to rebuild the temple, and to also rebuild the city, which is His kingdom. But as we look around, we still see the city is not fully built, right? Even the temple is not fully built, right? The city has holes in the walls. The enemy can still attack, right? If you look around, the way we have a lot of situations, right? But situations, you know, how about our young people, right? How about our college students, right? The ones that raised up in our church life. A lot of them are no longer in the church life, right? And we have so many people that haven't been saved, right? In the ocean, in the sea. So the Lord is actually really wants to come back, but He wants us, our cooperation. But we also see that with the picture of the Old Testament, we see that His work needs to start from rebuilding the altar, right?
Amen.
Amen. That we all need to consecrate ourselves, right?
Amen.
Amen. We need to really, and in fact, this fire should not go out,
right?
Amen. So how about we all have this prayer this every day? Lord, I want to consecrate myself to You.
Amen.
Consecrate myself to Your economy,
Amen.
To what Your move on the earth today.
Amen.
Amen. And then secondly, that we also need to be reconstituted with today's truth. Right? There's a very much burden in this training is about we need to gain today's Ezra. Right? Ezra was a priestly scribe.
Right.
So not only he's a priest, which means he goes to the Lord every day, and he also goes to people, right? To bring God to people. And then he's also a scribe, which that he's so skillful in God's word.
Amen.
So he knows how to present His word in a way that other people can understand, right? And he can really dispense the spiritual food to others. So we really need to be this kind of a priestly scribe, right? So first we get into the Word, being reconstituted with the Word. So really the life study and with the recovery version and the footnotes, right? It was so rich. I kind of like speaking to myself, oh Lord, next time if I want to quote a verse, I want always quote a footnote from the verse, because the footnotes is just so rich, you know. Yesterday, actually, I won't go, I think I'm running out of time. But anyways, let's get into the truth. Let it get into the open up words of God, right? Amen. Which He gave into His recovery. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 I really appreciated 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would richly bless me and enlarge my border." And here he's asking the Lord to, you know, enlarge his territory, like the physical. Here he's asking for the Lord to enlarge the territory of the land that he possesses, but we see that the land is a picture of the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
And so this year we need to be those who really ask the Lord to enlarge our capacity, our spiritual capacity to enjoy Him.
Amen.
And in the later part of the verse, it says, "And God caused what He had requested to come to pass." And so we see that our Lord, you know, He answers these prayers. Like, He knows our capacity, He knows our condition, He knows where we are, but we just need to open to the Lord and ask Him to enlarge our borders this year.
Amen.
So may the Lord really cause us to enjoy Him more, to get into His Word more, and be reconstituted with His Word.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It is good to see everybody.
Amen.
2022. Over. Whether you are failure, you're success, it really doesn't matter. It is over. Today is 2023. The first time the church corporate gathering.
Amen.
This is the new beginning.
Amen.
Saints, in God's heart or in His doing, He treasures very, very much for a new beginning.
Amen.
This you can see in the Bible. A new beginning will have a new start.
Amen.
I don't know how you feel today when you're sitting here. I hope you have that such an inspiration. God desires a new start.
Right.
Within you, within the church, even within whatever He desires. And this new year, I'm so appreciative that we have a winter training ended with such a message.
Amen.
Amen.
This is not by coincidence. This is His desire, and He desired to have a new start. Father has a burden. He wants to bring us into God's Word.
Amen.
And
amen.
I believe we all echo that. On top of it, I would add one thing. In 2023, as we have all these continuous, same practices, when we come to the Word of God, I will add one thing for you and me. To be fear and trembling when you read His Word.
Amen.
Amen. Talking about reconstitution, when you don't have that kind of fear and trembling of handling His Word, you cannot be reconstituted.
Amen.
You will only get knowledge, probably some kind of truth. But if you desire to be reconstituted, you have to have a fear and You have to have a trampoline when this 2023, when you decide to read His Word. You know, the word reconstitute means something purging out, a new element added in.
Amen.
And today I have a burden concerning the winter training. The winter training ended with message 12. The message 12 seemingly has nothing to do with the previous 11 message. But I hope you will get that. Bible has revealed to us, our God has many titles. The Almighty God, the Righteous God, etc. But our God also have a title, which is Isaiah 45:15.
Amen.
He is called a God who hides himself. Don't you think in the past 2022 such a hidden God take care of you?
Amen.
It will be the same in 2023. He will continue to take care of all of us in a hidden way. Similarly, you may be in a situation you think you're going to die this time. You will not be Passover. Don't forget. We have a God. We cannot see in our eyes, but He hides Himself to take care of all of us.
Amen.
So, regarding this new year, may we bring ourselves to this God who hides Himself. Do you know why He hides Himself? Because we are in the age of faith.
Amen.
Brother and sister, we are called the children of faith.
Amen.
That Him, when we sin, is a faithful God.
Amen.
Do you know what does that mean?
Right.
He's a God that you cannot see. We the Christians should be live by faith.
Amen.
When we got saved, that faith came into all of us.
Amen.
This morning, do you have faith?
Amen.
You have to say, yes,
amen.
I do have this faith.
Yes.
But that was just the initial stage.
Right.
Okay. This hidden God, I hope 2023 will be the last year that we all on the earth.
Amen.
But we still have to exercise our faith.
Amen. Amen.
To ask Him to perfect our faith. What I was really touched in message 12 was linking faith. Do you know why you need to read the Bible? Do you know why we have to enter those messages? So our linking faith, when we have this life union with our God, can be what? Perfected.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Do you really want to bring the Lord back?
Right. Amen.
If your faith, my faith cannot be perfected, He cannot come back.
Right.
One of the characteristics of overcomer is their faith being perfected.
Amen.
So I pray, year 2023, we will be constituted by faith, by increase our fear.
Amen.
And traveling to Him.
Amen.
And also, our faith within us can be increased and perfected.
Amen.
So we all can live by faith.
Amen.
Walk by faith.
Amen.
And in faith, we are waiting for His return.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Right. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Yes. Lord, thank you that we have this faith in us, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, you're the author and perfecter of our faith.
Right.
Lord, yes, in this new year, we look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, oh, thank you for you have spoken to us, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we all need to be reconstituted with the truth.
Amen.
Lord, oh, exercise our spirit of faith to receive you.
Amen.
Oh, to be perfected in our faith, Lord.
Amen.
Your economy can be accomplished.
Amen.
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 Lord, in the new year, we'll give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, we'll give our Bible reading, our ministry reading to you.
Amen.
And also, strengthen our companionship.
Amen.
So we can pursue you together.
Amen.
We can have our prayer companionship. And
Amen.
Also join to our prayer meeting.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, do strengthen us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You have spoken to us.
Amen.
And you will continue speaking to us.
Amen.
We just tell you, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
We want to open ourselves to you.
Amen.
Especially in the new year of 2023.
Amen.
Lord, receive our consecration.
Amen.
Oh, may this year full of your grace.
Amen.
Full of your blessing.
Amen.
Full of your dispensing.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Oh, we just want to simply open to you.
Amen.
Oh, make us an open vessel.
Amen.
Open our vessel to your word.
Amen.
Our open vessel to contacting you.
Amen.
Our open vessel to shepherding others.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Oh, do increase our fear in you.
Amen.
So that we can trembling in your word.
Amen.
Oh, may your word dispense into us and reconstitute us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we give each and every one of us to you.
Amen.
It is 2023. Oh, full of your grace. Oh, we can experience you more and more.
Amen.
Oh, we can see you.
Amen.
Oh, we can be constituted by your word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for speaking.
Amen.
Thank you for your helping God.
Amen.
You take care of all of us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, give 2023 to you.
Amen.
We consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We just want to live out, walk out to Jerusalem.
Amen.
We cooperate with you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, praise you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord, we praise you for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, give this new year to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you know we are not satisfied with our current situation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do lead us on.
Amen.
Lord, constitute us with your word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, strengthen our faith.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we don't want to stay in the beginning stage.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, do grant us the willingness.
Amen.
We want to be properly aggressive in you.
Yes.
In the church life. Oh, Lord, again, our daily living.
Amen.
Again, our pursuit.
Amen.
Oh, grant us companionship.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
And we are still here.
Amen.
Lord, get us more.
Amen.
Jesus, we cannot live without your words.
Amen.
Amen. You are the words of our food.
Amen.
We praise for the new year.
Amen.
Looking forward to it.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.